I'm Brad Locke.
I'm Dylan Barnes.
And you're listening to Prep Rally, a high school sports podcast brought to you by the Daily Journal and thejournal.com. Dylan, my head is spinning.
How's that?
From trying to keep up with all these coaching moves. It's like...
And rumors.
You know, we talked before the broadcast about maybe just throwing out some of the rumors we've heard on here about coaching moves, but that would get a lot of angry phone calls from high school ADs and coaches and who knows who else. So we'll not do that. That's not how we do it. We wait until we know something for sure. But we know a lot. I mean, we've had a lot of coaching moves just this week. Yeah. Confirmed.
At big time jobs and like
at Nettleton alone.
Yeah. Nettleton hired 50 people. So congratulations to Nettleton.
You've got
a whole new staff.
Yeah. Geez. Welcome into the program. Coming to you here every Wednesday, even during the summer for the most part. We'll take some time off every now and then, but we're here with you today. You can find this podcast in iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at djournalpreps. And today we're going to talk about those coaching changes, but first we're going to talk some basketball because, that's right, basketball. It's summer league basketball season. So we've got teams playing all over the place in the month of June. And Dylan and I have both been trying to get out and see some teams and some players and talk to some coaches. And Dylan, you got to go see Tupelo's boys last week with their new coach, Robert Green, who won a state title at Clinton last year. And he comes in and, you know, obviously we know what he's done. And so there's really no question that he can get the job done. And I think he's got some really good pieces at Tupelo to work with,
right?
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's got a lot of really good pieces, and probably best to start out with just the biggest part of his roster change was getting Gavin Shannon, formerly known as Gavin Brinker at Pontotoc. He's legally changed his last name, so he's Gavin Shannon now. But we still
know it's you, Gavin. You can't fool us.
Yeah, he still looks the same. He's still the big, 6'5" kid that can shoot it and handle it and score it. And he led Pontotoc last year in scoring around 17 points a game. So,
yeah.
As a sophomore, so he's a really impressive kid. He's back at Tupelo now as going into his junior year. And
didn't he go there in middle school?
Yeah, he was there in middle school. So that's kind of been the working story of this summer, really, with Tupelo is that. Of him trying to get reintegrated with that group that he played with. He played with Braxton Bishop and some of those guys in middle school. So so it's kind of just, catching back up and getting back out there. But you're also doing that while learning a new coach's system, his new plays, all that goes with it. But Green kind of, when we were talking, he kind of just said, I'm taking a hands-off approach, just kind of seeing how they play, what they're good at and stuff. And then, when it gets – closer to season, I guess what starts November, we'll really start ramping up and let them kind of fit into what I'm doing. So, they looked really good. London Fields is another kid that's really coming on. David Harbor, another. Like, they just – Tupelo, they're the largest high school in the state. They're going to have talent. They've always had talent there. It's just about putting it together and building a team. And this – from what I saw last week at ICC, they look like they're on their way to that and potentially could make some noise in 6A next year. So,
yeah, I think they will. Just got to, find that chemistry that you always have to – even with the – and that can be kind of the downside of having a lot of talent is you got guys that don't want to share or work with each other. But I feel like Robert Green can probably get them to do that. And you got Braxton Bishop, as you mentioned, the point guard who – has been playing with the varsity since he was a freshman.
Yeah, he was their leading scorer last year, too, I think, from his point guard position.
Right, and so he's a guy I think can kind of get everyone on the same page and that people will listen to, I would hope.
Yeah, in the summer last week, he was just dishing the ball out left and right. Like, he didn't – like I said, he was leading scorer last year. And he didn't really seem like he was – he was trying to get Gavin in rhythm. He's trying to find other guys,
and he's always been that kind of player. He'll score if he's needed, if you need him to. But he's not looking to shoot first, which is one reason he's such a good point guard. And then Tupelo's girls, I got to go out and see them earlier this week at South Pontotoc. It's a summer league action out there, and they also picked up a big time transfer, Audrea Houston from Oxford, who led the Lady Chargers in scoring last season. She averaged 15.6 points per game, also had 5.1 rebounds, 1.4 steals. She's a player that can, she can handle the ball really well. She'll be one of the players that will bring the ball up the floor, and she can score inside, driving to the paint. Now, looking at her shooting percentage, she was not a good three-point shooter last year, but if she can develop that part of her game, that'll make her just that much more dangerous. And so I think Houston is a huge pickup there for Tupelo. I mean, they've already got some really good pieces coming back. The other two girls that will be kind of handling the point guard duties for Tupelo are Shakina Jackson, a senior, and freshman Nadia Norfleet, who played a bit last year in a reserve role. But all three of those, basically Matt Justice said that the coach, when whoever gets the ball coming off a made or missed shot, will bring it up the floor. They're all capable of doing that. And so he's got those, and then he's got Michaela Riley, the really good forward, going to be a junior. She had a really good season, but she's coming off an ACL injury, as is Jade Rucker, a rising freshman guard who played a good bit last year. So they both have ACLs, but should be back in time for the season. And so between them and Lamara Cleaves, I think this is a team that can make a really, really deep run in the playoffs.
So what we're telling you is that next basketball season, if you can find your way into Tupelo's home games, you're going to get your money's worth.
Yes.
For two games worth of really good talent.
Yes. Boys and girls are both going to be really good, I think.
Right. I do too.
Yeah. So we got more summer hoopage coming up, like I said, through the rest of this month. So we'll try to have more updates for you on other teams as well. Let's get into this coaching news. Been a lot of it. And just this week, we mentioned Nettleton. They've hired like three people this week. Mackenzie Sullivan, the softball coach. Brent Kuhl, Nettleton girls basketball coach. We'll talk about him in a second. And the baseball program has gotten Luke Hargett, most recently of Madison Central. You know, the team that won the 6A state title and was ranked number one in the country.
Mm-hmm.
That Madison Central. Luke Hargett obviously has been working at a very strong program. Not the only place he's worked, but he's spent the last 4 years at Madison Central. He also was at New Albany for 2 years before that. He was at Pearl for a year and at Lafayette for a year. And he worked that 1 year at Lafayette with Patrick Roby, yeah, who's now the head coach at MC. So that was kind of his connection to how he got on there at Madison Central. And so he's been an assistant at some really good programs, mm-hmm. obviously.
Under good coaches.
Yes, under very good coaches. And this will be his first head coaching job. And, of course, he replaces Joseph Kuhn. And, he walks into a pretty good situation, I think, mm-hmm. with some, he's losing some guys. They're losing some guys like Davis Oswalt, but you got Jackson Cheek. And
Evan Smith, I believe,
And, this is his first head coaching job, but he's worked with some really good coaches and really good programs, and I think he'll be able to kind of handle things pretty well. Luke is actually from the area. He went to Itawamba AHS. He played baseball there and then went on to ICC and then Mississippi College after that. So he's kind of coming back home. He's 30 years old, so still pretty young guy, young to me anyway, yeah. Maybe not to you. Dylan.
I'm 26, so yeah, he's a little bit older than me.
Yeah, well, trust me, it's young. You'll figure that out someday. 30 is. to be 30 again. Maybe not.
Okay. I'm not looking forward to 30, to be honest.
It'll get here before you know it. Okay, then another baseball hire, Austin Marlin, has been promoted to head coach at Tishomingo County. Austin has been an assistant coach there the last 3 years. It's the only place he has coached. So he's a young guy, too. I think he's, 25 years old. But he's worked under two different head coaches, Casey James and then Jared Robinson. But he hopes to kind of bring some stability to that head coaching position. He's a Tisch County alumnus, so he wants to stay there and coach there for as long as they'll have him. He's 25. Okay. He's another guy not with a lot of experience, but those two guys he worked under were pretty good coaches, Casey James and Jared Robinson. So, and Jared is still going to be there as the school's AD, mm-hmm. so he's got somebody to bounce ideas and stuff off of. Taking over a team that went 8-13 last year, missed the playoffs. I think they made the playoffs two or three straight years before that.
Yeah, it was
in fact, Casey James, I want to say he got them to the playoffs for the first time in a while back in like 18 or something.
Tisch has always kind of been put in that rough division. This past year, they were in that rough division. They had Corinth, Ripley, New Albany, North Pontotoc, and them. It was only five teams.
It's a tough division.
Four of them go, and Tisch was just the fifth that was on the outskirt there. So, yeah, that was they lost a couple one-run games that kind of kept them out of the playoffs. So it was just one of those things. But
And then going back to Nettleton, as we mentioned, Brent Kuhl. So how do you say it? I've never known. I've never asked him.
Like
Kuhl.
Yeah.
Like Kuhl Beans.
Mm-hmm. Kuhl Beans.
Brent Kuhl Beans has been hired to host the Nettleton girls basketball team, replacing Shane Hales, who left for the job at Mantachie. Brent's been at Hickory Flat last, what, 6 years?
Yeah, 6 years.
And coached the girls, all six, the boys, four of those years.
Yeah.
Had really good success with the girls. I mean, a couple of years ago, went, what, 28-5?
Yeah. He had the Daily Journal Player of the Year on that team, Ardesney Harris.
Yep.
You know, kind of used her. They went 28-5 and got in the quarterfinals against that Pine Grove team that ended up winning their fourth straight 1A title. And if you remember in that game, I think you was there at ICC.
Oh, yeah.
She had the first 38 points for Hickory Flat. And it was like they were up like 38-35, and Ardesney had like the first 38 points.
Yeah, they ended up losing like 44-41 or something like that.
So, yeah, it was – she was a special player, and you know, obviously he put her in a really good position to succeed because it's hard to score 38 points against Katie Bates' defense.
It is.
And she did it. But, you know, he obviously did a good job with them at Hickory Flat and kind of took them as far as they could get. And now he's going to get this Nettleton job where, and, you know, I talked to him this morning. He was pretty excited about some of the pieces that he's got. He feels like, you know, that he can – accomplish what he did at Hickory Flat over those, you know, those two, that 2 year back to back quarterfinal run. I think he feels like he can do that a little more consistently there at Nettleton. So, it's a good spot for him. And he worked under, he used to be a Ripley assistant, for boys under Grant Gardner when Grant was at Ripley. And so there's your connection as to, you know, him wanting to share that gym with Grant. They're real good buddies and
cool.
So, you know, it was a good fit for him. He still lives in Ripley, so it'll be a long drive, but it's a good fit for him.
All right, then one more item, not actually a coaching move per se, but Phil Webb has been named the athletics director at Pontotoc. Of course, Phil has been in the school system for a long time. He was the head baseball coach at Pontotoc from 2004 to 2012, and then he got into administration, first at the elementary school, and then I think he was principal at the middle school. And now he's going to be AD, taking over for Josh Dowdy, who will still be the baseball coach. He was pulling double duty there, so I think this is a good move for both of these guys.
Yeah.
Less for Josh to worry about.
Yeah.
And Phil, obviously, like I said, he's been in the system for a long time, and he knows, you know, how things work. And I think he'll do a fine job. He was a heck of a baseball coach, too. I remember at the time being surprised he stepped down at such a young age. I mean, he's only 45 now, and he resigned, what, 9 years ago? He was a good coach.
Yeah.
All right, let's do a shout-out real quick before we get out of here to the Tupelo 49ers, the American Legion team. They opened their season last weekend, finally. Had to go out of town to get away from the rain and do that. But they were playing in the Mayfield, Kentucky tournament, and they went 5-0, won the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a loaded roster, as we've talked about.
Understated.
And it's, I mean, and it doesn't even have guys like Hunter Elliott on it, you know, who's going to Ole Miss, you know, who's not going to play Legion ball. But even without guys like him, it's still a loaded roster.
He didn't even have his full team out there in Kentucky because he's got Kai Holiday and Noah Foster, both TCPS guys.
Mm-hmm.
I think they both were competing in some local, like, state all-star games or something this weekend.
Right.
So some of the guys that are finishing up their senior year festivity stuff for the summer all-star stuff wasn't even there on those teams.
Goodness.
So they're absolutely loaded. I think they got a tournament, Father's Day tournament this weekend in Alabama. So it wouldn't shock me to see them go run through that too because they've got arm after arm after arm.
They do. It's ridiculous. All right, that's all the time we have for this episode of Prep Rally. Thank you all for tuning in. We come to you every Wednesday. You can find us on iTunes, any of your podcast apps, or online at preprally.djournal.com. Follow us on Twitter at DJournalPreps. Dylan's on there at DylanBarnesDJ, and I'm on there at Brad Locke. And we will see y'all next week.